This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palkath. President Donald Trump called 100,000 coronavirus deaths in the United States a very sad milestone. The president's statement via Twitter came a day after the U.S. passed that threshold. He said, quote, "I want to extend my heartfelt sympathy and love for everything that these great people stood for and represent." Earlier in the year, President Trump often downplayed the coronavirus threat, saying the number of cases in the U.S. would quickly dwindle to none. More than 355,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. The United States had seen some improvement in its daily death tolls, but that progress took a sharp step backward on Wednesday, with 1,400 new deaths reported. The U.S. Labor Department says more than 2 million people in the U.S. filed for unemployment last week for a 10th straight week. In all, since mid-March, 40.7 million workers have now sought unemployment compensation, nearly a quarter of the U.S. labor force of more than 164 million. Thursday, China concluded its week-long annual political gatherings known as two sessions. The top legislature approved a national security law on Hong Kong, a measure that could allow Beijing to tighten its grip on the semi-autonomous territory. It will likely allow mainland security agents to be positioned in Hong Kong to root out behavior and activities that constitute what Beijing defines as subversion, secession, and terrorism. The action is widely seen as Beijing's abandonment of its one-country, two-systems framework in Hong Kong, as well as a blatant violation of the city's mini-constitution or basic law, while breaking its promise of awarding the city a high degree of autonomy before the year of 2047. This is VOA News.